Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's time for Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie Lyon joins me on the line. I'm Kat Cullen, and it's time to head back to the 80s. There's a new Ghostbusters film. Susie, this is Ghostbusters Afterlife.
G'day, Kat. That's right. So Afterlife is the sequel to Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2, and it's actually the fourth film in the Ghostbusters franchise. This one is out now on Sky Show, so you can catch it right now. So it's set 32 years after the event of Ghostbusters 2. It follows a single mother and her children who move to an Oklahoma farm that they inherited from her estranged father, Egon Spengler, a member of the original Ghostbusters. Included in the cast is Finn Wolfhard from Stranger Things, you'll recognize him, and the ever anti-aging Paul Rudd, got a little crush on him. But also returning is Ernie Hudson, Dan Aykroyd, and Bill Murray, who actually refused to return for the third Ghostbusters film back in the 90s. I guess he's decided that this one was worth it.
Let's have a quick listen to a snippet from the trailer.
I found this in my living room.
Whoa, killer replica.
A replica of what?
A ghost trap? There hasn't been a ghost sighting in 30 years. New York in the 80s? It's like The Walking Dead.
My grandfather died. My mom says we're just here to pick through the rubble of his life.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
So we know that Bill Murray, etc. will return. I wonder if Slimer will return in this one. But three of the four original Ghostbusters are in this movie.
Yeah, so I mentioned that Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson and Bill Murray return to this film. So that accounts for the three original Ghostbusters. But what about the fourth Ghostbuster? So the family that Afterlife focuses on is related to the fourth Ghostbuster, Egon Spengler, the brains behind the ghostbusting operation, if you remember. And he was played by Harold Ramis, who passed away in 2014. So it's no surprise that this film is actually dedicated to his memory. And Ramis wasn't just an actor, he actually was a comic genius. He co-wrote the Ghostbuster films and directed some of my favorite films like National Lampoon's Vacation and Groundhog Day, as well as other really well-known films.
Wait, so one of the original Ghostbusters wrote Groundhog Day? I did not know that. My mind is blown. Yeah. The links to the original two films do not stop there, though.
Yeah, that's right. So the Ghostbusters franchise really is like a family affair. The first two movies were directed by a guy called Ivan Reitman, who also did Meatballs, Twins, and Kindergarten Cop. Awesome Schwarzenegger film, by the way. So even if you don't know Ivan's name, you've definitely seen one or more of his movies. But it's actually Ivan's son who co-wrote Afterlife and then takes the director's seat for this film. And he has his own list of movies that you've definitely seen. He's got Juno, Oscar-winning Up in the Air with George Clooney. That's just some of his hits.
So maybe it was that family link that brought the original cast back. To clarify, though, this is the third movie. And yet I thought that the third movie was the one with the all-female cast that came out a few years ago.
Yeah, so you've got to kind of get your brain around this one. This film is the fourth installment to the Ghostbusters franchise, but it's actually the third movie in the official trilogy. So,
okay. Yeah. So the all-female Ghostbusters movie kind of stands alone and separate in that respect. It's super exciting. This is a big movie and it's already on our small screens on Sky Show. You can check it out now. You can find links to where you can get a 7-day free trial on our website as well. So let's head off to the cinema now. What else can we watch this week?
Okay, so I'm super excited about this one because I'm actually a huge Elvis fan. So Baz Luhrmann brings us a stylized biopic all about Elvis, and this one is out this week at cinemas. So this movie covers his rise to fame, the fans, and the man who made him. Austin Butler plays Elvis and Tom Hanks is his manager. It actually was this film that Tom Hanks was making in Australia when he got COVID.
Ooh, this film simply called Elvis. Let's have a quick listen.
Give him a warm hayride welcome. Mr. Elvis Presley.
Get a haircut, buttercup.
In that moment, I watched that skinny boy transform into a superhero.
Wait!
So after the premiere at the Cannes Film Festival just last month, it actually received the longest standing ovation for an American film. 12 minutes people stood and clapped for. I'm probably going to do the same at the cinema when I go and see it.
Just you, Susie. Just you. Just one woman awkwardly clapping for 12 minutes at the cinema. Thanks so much for telling us all about Elvis at the cinema this week, and also for the Ghostbusters Afterlife movie that is out on Sky Show now. Check it out on your little screen. If you want that Sky code, head to worldradio.ch/bigscreen. Little Screen. Susie, thanks so much. Catch you next week.
See you later, Kat. Enjoy the movies.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.